Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planet's Wednesday, 27 May, 2026. Sun in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Planets are saying, we're getting there, slowly. Aspects are assorted and unexpected developments or events, even if initially packaged as glitches or shifts in the official plan, will likely turn out to be most beneficial. Therefore, count to 10 before jumping on a person for mutilating the schedule and, for example, offering to come early, offering to come late, offering not to come at all, or any other configuration that doesn't reflect what you originally had in mind. Also, in this astrological climate, what you see and what you hear aren't always what you get. So when burning brain cells endeavoring to determine the best approach to an existing situation or arrangement, reminder, that grass can easily seem greener on the other side, especially if you are feeling a mite oversaturated or consumed by the tedium or unpredictability of quotidian affairs. At all events, these next few days are about recognizing and acknowledging on some fundamental level, at least to yourself, that current influences are inviting you to make real, live, structural changes in the way you do the things you do. Yes, rather than just talking about those elements and components that don't or no longer suit you or your lifestyle, and if the public record is anything to go by, haven't for some time. Chiefly affected, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Libra, Scorpio. And if you were born on this day, if you are willing to veer from the handbook, rulebook, or playbook, you should be able to successfully crack the code of a work, money, health, or romantic conundrum. And while at the beginning you may encounter some resistance from experts or people who know best, or certainly think they do, once you have prevailed, they will be the first to come round to the wisdom of your program, vision, or scheme.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.